One of the things we do every year, and we do this with my family when we have Christmas, and I always want to share this with you too, where we read the Christmas story. This year I had asked Ruth to read the Christmas story this year, because I always read it, and I thought it would be like a grandma reading the Christmas story. And unfortunately she had this thing with the hospital, so I asked my wife, another grandmother, to come, and she's going to read the Christmas story, and then I'm just going to share a little bit with you, and then we'll go into the back.
The birth of Jesus Christ. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased."
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. That was loud.
That's too loud, God. It's too loud.
You know, Christmas time is a time that we just rush everywhere, don't we? Everything we do, it seems like we do in a hurry. Yesterday, we rushed around to get the stuff out of layaway that we had gotten for the kids and the grandkids. We rushed back home and we brought the baskets for today and brought them up to the church. And then we went to a birthday party last night. Friday night we had another party we got to go to. And just seems like we are so busy during Christmas time. There's such a frenzy. There's all this buying and rushing around and decorating and partying and you know, all those things that we love to do. But we just get so busy. We forget what Christmas is all about. We get to the point where we want everything given to us right away. You know, I was talking with Mr. Rich on the bus today, how quick Christmas comes. Mm-hmm. You know, and the older you get, the quicker it gets here. You know, but for kids, it takes forever. It takes for Christmas to get here. It takes forever. I can see Elie and Isabella, a couple of our grandkids, they will be in the store. They will see something they want. They'll ask their dad for it. I want this. I want that. And your dad will say, you got to ask Santa. He said, no, I can do better than that. I'll just ask Grandma. And Grandma is better than Santa Claus because it's right then. She gets it right then. So it's just the way we look at things. We get so rushed and so busy. And then remember the feeling after Christmas. Remember how we feel like we just are so worn out after Christmas. We just feel like all this went by so fast and now it's gone and we're just wore out. In the story that we just read, it's a story about Christ being born. That's what Christmas is all about. That's what we are celebrating. Amen. But in this story, there was a man in this story that missed Christmas. Don't know his name. Never gives his name. Just call him the innkeeper. Now think about this. All these people had to come to Bethlehem because they had passed this law that you had to go back to where you were born or where your lineage came from to be taxed. I'm just guessing here. I bet that inn wasn't a full again the rest of the time it was there. He was celebrating his Christmas. He was making money, boy. He had that inn full. It was packed. There was no place for anybody to go. And don't you know how busy he had to be? I mean, he had never, I can imagine, never had that much business before. And because he was so busy, he missed the greatest birth that was ever recorded in all of history. It wasn't because he was a bad guy. He was just doing his job. He was just being busy about taking care of his job. But he missed the birth of Christ because he was so busy. We don't want to do that. That shouldn't be our story of Christmas. Our story of Christmas shouldn't be that we were so busy, so money, so much to do that we miss Christmas. It's so important for us as Christians that we remember what Christmas is all about. Listen, the best things you get are not gifts that somebody wants. The best gifts you'll get is the things that people do for you. They don't cost anything. You know, when Priscilla's dad died, she went down to get some stuff that she wanted from her dad. One of the things that her mom and dad had left for her was an antique bed. I guess it was so was grandmom's mom. It's over 100 years old, I'm sure. It's got a metal frame. You don't see beds like that anymore. And so we put the bed up in the bedroom. We had a bedroom that we had used just for toys and stuff for the kids, but we put that bed up in that bedroom. And Isabella, our little granddaughter, she came running into me after we had put that bed up there and said, Pop, come here, look at this. I mean, I had put it up or held it. I had seen it, but she wanted me to run in there, and she said, isn't it beautiful? Just telling me, it wasn't her bed, but it was just something that to her was so beautiful. We can be that to other people. We can make a difference to other people. We can be an inspiration to other people.
Amen.
We can make a difference in other people's lives. Amen. Just simply by doing the little things that we need to do at Christmas time. It's not about how much money we can give or how many gifts we can give. You know, I get that. When I was a kid, I know what it's like at Christmas time and getting those gifts and opening those gifts. And I understand that. But when we get older, when we get mature as Christians, we need to understand how much more I enjoy it when I give something to somebody or do something for somebody and how it touches them, what it means to them when I do something for them.
Amen.
That's what Christmas is all about. That's why Christ came. I want you know, this story that we read each year, that's a beautiful story about Christ. If it's not part of your tradition at Christmas, make it. Take the time out to read that story. You know, I'm sad to say that some of the people that we are at Christmas with, and some of them are my own kids, the only time they're going to hear a story from the Bible is when we read it on Christmas. That's going to be the only thing, because they're not going to open it any other time. They don't go to church. They're not in church. They're not part of daily Bible reading. And that's sad, but I don't ever want to not have that chance to read that story. This is not something I started. My parents started with when we were very little, and I think maybe their parents did it with them. I know a lot of people that do this. You know, some people take the time out to sing Happy Birthday to Jesus on Christmas.
I love that song.
Nothing wrong with that. I think that's a great idea, because that's what we're celebrating.
Yeah.
You know, take the time out to remember what our Christmas is all about. That's all I'm trying to encourage you to do. This week, we're going to have another service before Christmas, but I just want to get this into your mind and your thoughts here, that we can do something special at Christmas time. We can do something special for people. We can touch people's lives. We can make a difference in people's lives by giving of ourselves. None of us have a lot of money here to go and give a lot of money to give a lot of people. But man, there are so many people here who are such good people that can really make a difference in people's lives. These people need you. They do. They need you to do something for them. I hope that you will be that person for them today. That's right. Heavenly Father, as we come to you this time, the year when we celebrate Christmas, we talk about the birth Christ, Father, may we realize how special this is, how important this is. You know, Father, we know people who, when they were young, never got to experience Christmas. This young couple were, they didn't believe in God. They didn't celebrate Christmas. And it was only when they were touched by you, Father, as they got older, they realized there is a God. And Christmas means so much to them because they know what it's like not to have Christmas. Father, may we never not know what it's like not to have Christmas. May we always understand that Christmas, such a special time for us. May we never take that for granted. May we never overlook it. May we never just make it just all about giving and getting, and that we never think about you, because it is all about you, Father. Father, I thank you for this group of people that have come to visit with us today. What a special group of people these men and women are, who give up their time and their efforts and do everything they can, Father, to give back to you. And they've chosen us to benefit their benevolence, Father. They are serving you. They have the Christmas spirit of giving something back. Father, may we receive that today and receive it knowing that it comes from you, Father, that it all comes from you. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. And Father, we believe that. We know that. Father, I thank you that you have touched Ruth and healed her, Father, and that she will be back soon. But Father, may she know today that she's at home without us, how much we miss her, but how much we are so grateful for her being coming through this so fast and so well. Father, may the prayer requests that were mentioned today be answered today, Father. May healing happen here today, Father. May we just receive what you have for us today through this group. Father, thank you for the food that is being provided for us today, Father. May it be blessings to our body, and we use it to use this body to serve you, Father. Father, we thank you for the time being here today. We thank you for all the people. This is my family here, Father. These are people who mean so much to me, and they mean so much to you too, Father. Bless them today. In Jesus' name I pray.